This is Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. Right now, times are tough all over Michigan, but times always seem to be tough in Lake County, and this week, IPR has taken a peek at Baldwin from inside the classroom. Even in good times, unemployment is consistently high in Lake County, as is illiteracy and poverty. But this is also a community with a rich sense of identity, tied to a special history. Lake County is home to Idlewild, now a ghost town, but before civil rights, it was a booming vacation spot for wealthy Black Americans. And today, about half the population of Baldwin's high school is African American, a blended school surrounded on all sides by largely white communities. BHS's poverty and its unique diversity combine into a little bit of an inferiority complex and a pretty impressive school spirit.
Baldwin has a bad name, but going here kind of makes me proud to be able to go somewhere that's such a racial diversity, and it kind of makes you see the world in a different perspective when you get to see it firsthand, and then you go out into the world and then there's discrimination against people that you know and you're like, that's not right.
Would you say the diversity is like the number one pride issue for you?
Yeah. And then right under the racially diverse is the sports, definitely. Basketball.
The basketball's
right up there.
Basketball, yeah.
And then football's down there on the list somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm always a BHS fan. I play for the BHS varsity football team, basketball team, baseball team, track. I'm pretty the normal jock, you know what I'm saying?
I gotcha. You're one of those.
Yeah.
You all intimidated me when I was in high school.
Nah, I'm not intimidated at all. I'm like the very funny joker type, the class clown. I have my whole family on my mama's side went to school here. My grandma, she recently just passed, and she taught here for like 20 years. It's always a privilege to come down here, you know. You got a whole kinds of different kinds of people. That's kind of cool, you know. Everything around here pretty mellow, you know. We don't believe in all that racist stuff around here. No, everybody's cool to everybody, right? White, black, yellow, pink, whatever. You can be cool to anybody around here.
I think it's a very good experience to grow up in a diverse school because you have to be exposed to it one way or another, you know, sooner or later. And it's just, you know, nice to know all the different cultures and such that are, you know, going on in the world. It's, you know, no big secret anymore. And, you know, it's been a fun experience, and, you know, I don't think I could have it any other way. You know, it's Baldwin, you know, a lot of people, you know, look down on us, and but, you know, it conditions you for life, you know. You can say it one way or another. And thank you.
Like, when substitutes come here from other schools and stuff, they be like, I heard a lot about bomb school, and I want to send my kids here and stuff like that. It'd be crazy. But I don't care. But I already know how bomb school is. It's cool.
Can I make a shout out to you?
I love being here.
Me too.
No matter what people say, I'm going to be so proud to graduate and say, I graduated from Baldwin.
Yeah.
And no one can say that's bad.
Yeah, my mom graduated from here, too. And my grandparents.
Yeah,
they're both teachers.
My parents and their brothers and sisters graduated from here.
You know, racial tensions are things that are always there, I think, to some degree. My feeling is, in having worked several other places around the state, and in also some international settings, is I think the racial tensions tend to be lower in this location, in Baldwin and in Lake County, than they are in many other places. And I think the common factor is the poverty. You know, if you have both ethnic groups that are equally poor, I think it tends to be less divisive.
That last voice was Baldwin Community School Superintendent Randy House. Also in the piece were friends Julia Lemieux and Marissa Kelly, Aaron Thomas, Darius Forrest, and Cody May. I'm Linda Steffen. This is Interlochen Public Radio, interlochen.org/IPR.